USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexican security and migration officials on Sunday morning blocked the passage of about 400 migrants heading to the United States, detaining several people days after it set off from southern Mexico for the United States. Mexican President Obrador said he wanted undocumented migrants to stay in southern Mexico. A high-level meeting between U.S. and Mexican officials will take place on Thursday. The United States Coast Guard announced Monday is investigating almost 350 reports of oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico since Hurricane Ida. The Coast Guard has since established a pollution response team in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Category 4 storm made landfall on August 29th in a key oil industry staging area. Roughly 88% of offshore oil production in the region was closed, and over 100 platforms were still not being used on Monday due to the storm. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Human Rights Campaign announced Monday night that Alphonso David was being replaced as president following an investigation into his work in helping former New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo sexual assault allegations. The HRC is the largest LGBTQ advocacy group in the United States, and David was its first Black American president. COVID-19 variants are fairly normal occurrences. As they pop up, some will fade away. Others can become potential threats. Right now, there are about four variants of concern in the United States. That's according to the Cleveland Clinic. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports about one of them.
The new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in nearly every U.S. state. The variant first identified in Columbia back in January has been seen in every state now except Nebraska, with the most cases in California, Hawaii, and Alaska. The World Health Organization named Mu a variant of interest last week, as early research seemed to show that it may be able to avoid protections provided by vaccines and natural immunity.
USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Supreme Court has ruled a Texas heartbeat law, which prohibits abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, can go forward as it is litigated. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton over the weekend on Newsmax says there is nothing in the Constitution that takes away the state's rights to regulate abortion, so states should be able to make their own rules and regulations on the procedure.
Well, look, in 1972, the left was able to just create a new constitutional right, supposedly. They were very bold in doing that. There was no precedent. As you earlier said, and we've been in sort of chaos ever since. Before that, the states had the ability to regulate this. There's nothing in the Constitution to give the federal government or the Supreme Court right now the ability to take that away from the states. And if Massachusetts wants to allow abortions, they can do it. If Texas wants to ban abortions, they should be able to do it. That's where this should stay. And then we can, then states can know with certainty how to regulate their own abortion.
The bungled Afghan withdrawal will have Secretary of State Antony Blinken getting grilled. Dan Naraki reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify in front of Congress next week about the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken is set to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on September 14th, the first of what is expected to be a number of administration officials to appear before Congress to answer questions about the withdrawal and evacuation of American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Committee Chairman Senator Robert Menendez has said in a statement that there were policy, execution, and intelligence failures associated with the withdrawal and its aftermath.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.